This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
Can I just play from my phone?
No.
I knew you were going to say that. Therefore, we're going to start with this podcast episode. Bonjour, everybody. My name is Yoni Ikoto.
Ikoto. My name is Ali Zaitza. Welcome back to the Patreon.
This is the safest spot in the world, okay? This is where I feel like I can say anything.
And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what we don't talk about.
We're going to talk about what we don't talk about, okay?
Yes.
And it is sex. Why don't we ever talk about sex? Not even on Patreon, really.
Yeah, like, we'll talk about it in like kind of a like here and there.
But we don't get into details like some other podcasts.
Yeah.
Like to me,
there's plenty of podcasts, especially like relationship podcasts, mm-hmm. boy-girl podcasts.
They're basing their whole podcast about sex.
I mean, yes, some also, they don't necessarily base it on that. Right? They like just definitely talk about it often.
Yes.
But it's not all the time.
And just a disclaimer, we're not hating on sex podcasts.
No, or podcasts that talk about it.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful thing.
Sure.
But to me, I don't know why it had always felt a little bit uncomfortable to talk about, especially just like to put it out there.
To talk about our sex life.
Our sex life, but even just like sex in general.
Yeah, like to talk about it.
That's not something
we talked about it before, but like very like low key.
Like we didn't really like get in it.
Yeah, it's like we didn't talk about specifics.
Yeah.
You know?
So today,
and we're not talking about specifics today either.
But you know, and if this is something that you guys are interested in, let us know. We might do an episode like that.
We might do an extra tier.
Yeah, that one's gonna have to be an extra tier for that. but why don't we talk about sex?
Listen, you just said I don't want to hate on podcasts to talk about sex. I'm going to hate. No, I'm not going to hate a little bit.
You know, Alice is going to bring you some of that hate each episode.
No. It's not that. It's just that I personally find that anytime you insert something that's sexual in any form of media.
Content.
Content. it becomes good because of the sex talk, because of the sexual nature of the thing.
What do you mean by that?
A photo of a girl in a cool outfit or a photo of a girl where you see her goodies.
Mm-hmm.
A song that sings about something like love, and then a song that sings about
sex.
Oh no, a rap song, more specifically, let's say a rap song that raps about hard life and shit and real life shit. Sorry. Or a song or a rap song that talks about bitches and
okay, what about like that. What about those questions?
I'm putting into parallels, right?
Okay. But you need to say something.
I feel like often movies, one more example. Movies. You have a movie that's really, really, really good, but there's no sex in it. Mm-hmm. And there's no like specific like sexual anything.
Okay.
And then you have a movie that's all right, but it has like a lot of sex in it. It's okay. And that movie is talked about so much and blah, blah, blah. I just feel like when you add.
I don't agree with that.
I didn't even finish what I said.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you can kind of tell what I'm already saying. I feel like sometimes what makes something good is simply the fact that they get down and dirty about the sex talk or about the sexual nature of something. And sometimes that is a big part of why this is considered good content, a good movie, a good song, a good this, a good that.
I get your point, but I also think that you disagree with that even yourself. Because that's the exact thing that doesn't make it good. You saying that the piece of content that has sexuality in it makes it good or makes it more talked about. But I also believe that you know that that doesn't actually make it good.
No. Perfect example?
It doesn't. Like,
Let me tell you.
For example, perfect example, right?
I was just about to.
You want to go first? Okay, I had an example too.
Well, Saltburn.
Okay.
Movie. You mm-hmm. haven't seen it.
That happened to be a good movie, I heard.
That happened to be a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I now, if you've seen Saltburn, I want you to ask yourself, if that movie did not include anything of a sexual nature, would that movie be as good?
I mean, what would you say? Because I haven't watched
it. I would say probably not.
Okay. The Idol with The Weeknd. There was a lot of sex in it. Wasn't good. Didn't even make it past the first season.
But so why did people keep watching it? Why did we keep watching it?
I kept watching it because The Weeknd is my favorite artist.
Okay, but...
And I wanted to see him act and see, and even though he was nasty in that show.
I also feel like there's a part... Humans love sex.
Okay, that's true.
As a society, mm-hmm. we know sex sells.
Right.
That's like one of the most known things.
Perfect example. On Instagram, a girl who posts booty photos, a lot of skin. You know when you go on an Instagram page and you see just a lot of skin?
Yeah.
A lot of times it's to show off. A lot of times those pages have a lot of followers.
Think about it also in ads too. Same thing.
In ads, exactly.
Photography. Sometimes there's photos where it's a person is nude, mm-hmm. but I feel like most of the time, I just feel like the female body is just like super beautiful.
It is.
So I do understand why it's like so photographed and so loved. And
but
so,
you can do it in a different way.
But sometimes there's plenty of photography mm-hmm. and plenty of photos.
Mm-hmm.
That the photo, low key, what makes it good is just the fact that the girl's naked.